Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Ugly Americans, The True Story of the Ivy League Cowboys Who Raided the Asian Markets for Millions, is a 2004 nonfiction book by Ben Mezrich that blends finance reporting with the fast-paced narrative style. It follows American expatriate traders in Japan during the 1990s, focusing on a pseudonymous protagonist, John Malcolm, and the high-risk world of index arbitrage, hedge fund trading, and market inefficiencies in Tokyo. The book is less a technical manual than a dramatic account of how a small group of young Western financiers tried to profit from gaps between Japanese index futures, individual stocks, and corporate events. Alongside the trading material, Mezrich includes the social environment around the characters, including nightlife, cultural dislocation, and the influence of Japanese organized crime in the broader financial atmosphere. As a result, the book works both as a finance-centered true story and as a portrait of the excesses and ambiguities of foreign trading culture in post-bubble Japan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book turns Japanese market inefficiency into a trading story. At the center of the book is the idea that profits can be made when prices do not fully reflect how related securities should move together. Mezrich builds the narrative around index futures arbitrage and related trades in Japan, especially the ability to exploit mismatches between a stock index and the underlying shares, or between expected market behavior and actual corporate actions. This is important because the book shows trading not as abstract speculation, but as a search for structural gaps that can be identified before they disappear. The appeal of the story lies in its mechanics. The characters are successful not by predicting the market in a broad sense, but by recognizing specific distortions and acting quickly. That framing makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in market structure, hedge fund tactics, and the practical edge that can come from understanding how large institutions and index changes affect prices. Secondly, John Malcolm as the lens for ambition, adaptability, and risk. The book uses John Malcolm, a pseudonymous American trader and former Princeton athlete, as the main lens through which readers experience the world of expatriate finance in Japan. His background matters because Mezrich presents him as someone who enters the market with limited experience, but unusual confidence, social adaptability, and willingness to take risks. That combination turns him into a useful narrative figure for exploring how talent in finance is often tied not only to technical skill, but also to timing, nerve, and the ability to function inside unfamiliar systems. Malcolm's rise in the book is tied to his openness to opportunity and his willingness to operate in a setting that is culturally and professionally disorienting. This makes the story about more than money. It becomes a study of how ambition can accelerate when a young trader finds himself in a market with weak assumptions, opaque rules, and large rewards for aggressive decision-making. Thirdly, the expatriate trading culture and its moral atmosphere. Ugly Americans is not only about profitable trades, it is also about the social culture surrounding the traders. Mezrich presents the Tokyo scene as a world of young foreign men living fast, spending heavily, and treating financial success as inseparable from status, nightlife, and excess. That environment matters because it helps explain the emotional logic of the book. The characters are not detached analysts, but people immersed in a competitive, masculine subculture where money is quickly converted into identity and social power. The book also suggests that the trading floor and the off-hours world reinforce each other, creating a setting where boundaries between professional judgment and personal appetite can blur. This theme gives the narrative its distinctive tone. Rather than portraying finance as clean or purely rational, it shows how the culture around trading can intensify risk-taking and normalize behavior that is ethically ambiguous, even when it is legally defensible. Fourthly, Japan as a market shaped by local institutions, private deals, and hidden power. A major feature of the book is its depiction of Japan as a financial system where public market signals do not tell the whole story. Mezrich emphasizes that outcomes can hinge on private negotiations, institutional relationships, and decisions made outside normal exchange channels. The PCC episode and the Nikkei restructuring storyline illustrate how a trader can profit by understanding not only listed securities, but also the hidden mechanics behind index changes, fund behavior, and corporate control. This makes the book useful for readers who want to understand how market opportunity is often created by institutional complexity rather than by obvious price trends. The Japanese setting also matters because it is portrayed as a place where foreign traders are both outsiders and beneficiaries of local inefficiencies. The book therefore examines the tension between global capital and domestic systems, showing how foreign traders can exploit openings while remaining dependent on social and regulatory arrangements they do not fully control. Lastly, controversy over truth, reconstruction, and the limits of nonfiction. The book is widely discussed not only for its subject matter, but also for the way Ben Mezrich tells true stories. Ugly Americans belongs to a style of nonfiction that reads like a thriller, using dramatic pacing, vivid scenes, and compressed character arcs. That style is part of its appeal, but it also raises questions about how much literary shaping a true story can bear before it becomes unreliable. Public discussion around Mesrich's work has often focused on accuracy, and Ugly American sits inside that larger debate. This makes the book interesting to readers who care about nonfiction as a genre, because it illustrates the trade-off between narrative momentum and documentary precision. Even when readers accept the broad outline of the story, the book invites skepticism about the exactness of dialogue, chronology, and characterization. In that sense, it is not only a story about traders exploiting financial inefficiency. It is also a case study in how nonfiction can be crafted into a commercially compelling narrative while remaining open to factual scrutiny. In conclusion, Ugly Americans will appeal most to readers interested in finance, hedge funds, Asian markets, and nonfiction written with the pace of a thriller. It is especially suitable for people who want a readable introduction to the culture of 1990s expatriate trading in Japan, including index arbitrage, market dislocations, and the role of institutional quirks in producing outsized profits. Readers interested in business history may also find value in the book's depiction of how young foreign traders operated inside a foreign financial system that was both lucrative and difficult to navigate. What distinguishes it from many other finance books is not technical depth, but narrative energy. Mesrich turns trading into a story about ambition, social excess, and the blurred line between clever exploitation and ethical discomfort. It stands out in the genre because it is as much about the atmosphere around money as the money itself. For that reason, it is best read as a dramatic, selective account of a real market subculture rather than as a neutral history or a practical investing guide. That combination gives it lasting appeal, even where readers may question its strict factual precision. If you would like to support Ben Mesrich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.